This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senior Trump administration officials met this Saturday with Democratic congressional staffers, but they failed to break a deadlock over a proposed border wall and end a two-week-old partial government shutdown. President Trump said on Twitter that Vice President Mike Pence had briefed him on the meeting and that not much headway had been made. A second meeting is scheduled for this Sunday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement released Saturday, the senseless uncertainty and chaos of the Trump shutdown must end now. Her statement said next week Democrats would begin passing individual appropriations bills to reopen all government agencies, including the Internal Revenue Service, so Americans can get their tax refunds on time. Trump is demanding more than $5.5 billion to pay for a border wall. Congressional Democrats have said that they will not fund it, calling it foolish and wasteful. A top admiral at the Pentagon, Rear Admiral Kevin Sweeney, has resigned just days after his boss, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, left the Defense Department. In a statement Saturday, Sweeney, the chief of staff to the secretary, said it was an honor to serve again alongside the men and women of the Department of Defense. He had held the post since 2017. Former Defense Secretary James Mattis announced his resignation in December, shortly after President Trump announced the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. Mattis left his post earlier in the week. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton has warned the Syrian government it should not see the impending U.S. military withdrawal from the country as an invitation to use chemical weapons. Bolton is on a multinational trip to the Middle East after President Trump's announcement that the United States would actually be pulling its troops out of Syria. It came as a surprise to many. This is VOA News.